Hello and welcome to Authenticus. Authentic Business Begins Here. I'm your host, Paul Bachmeier, along with Neil Croft. And for today, we have a great guest, Elsie Mayo. Elsie's the president of Mayo & Company, and she serves as a counselor to top management in Europe and North America. She's been doing that for quite a long time now. She's been referred to as the guru of values-led branding, and she guides multinational policymakers and their operating teams to integrate profit and social impact priorities to sustained high performance. Elsie, so glad to have you on the show, and great to reconnect again.
Thank you, Paul. Part of the thrust of our work, as I think with yours, is to reconnect to that deep inner knowing. And that's what I refer to as the soul when I talk about soul branding. It is our humanity. It is the best of our intentions seated in this this place of eternal knowing and awareness. So, like you said, you know, the beauty of discovering who we really are, I think, includes this part of ourselves which has not had much permission to come out in the business world. If you look at the dynamics of the business world being driven by wealth accumulation, wealth generation, and even wealth concentration, you know, in a world where Wall Street's requirements for quarter-to-quarter profit improvement dictate the decisions that major corporations, I think the most powerful forces on earth, or the most powerful organized cohesive forces on earth, make their decisions based on, you know, the numbers that they can generate quarter-to-quarter. So that part of ourselves, that deep knowing that sustains life, that goes back and respects life and life with a capital L, has been suppressed, I think, recently. I think that the world, if you will, or what I refer to as the digital demos, you know, the global demos, the people, are waking up to is that just because many of us were born under this umbrella of experience doesn't mean that you can't close the umbrella or shift to another one. And I think what we're seeing now are the tectonic plates of our global society shifting. And those are plates of, you know, economic systems, political systems, environmental systems. And although it can be frightening, and I think for a while we've, as a people, been paralyzed by the shocks of the tectonic jolts, the good news is that, you know, there are openings under those plates. When they move, they create openings. And what you've said is another example of that. There's an opening here. There's a chance for movement and transformation, and I think you've been at the edge of that with your emphasis on authenticity, because, as I said, I think the part of our authentic selves that has been suppressed is now demanding to come out. And you see that in the way that I'll call it the digital demos, the people who have a voice through the internet are demanding co-creation from corporations. The place to start dealing with this new reality is connecting to that authentic self in us that is humanity, that is a part of humanity and sees itself as part of a web of life. Some people would call that love. You know, maybe that's an easier way to think of it. And when we engage with each other from that, you know, genuine caring and genuine concern and compassion, then I think all things are possible.
Yeah. And the distinction that I'm making these days is between transactional and loving. And we're so used to transactional relationships, or transactional conversations, transactional diplomacy. You know, what's in it for me? You know, and that whole thought process of you're only as good as your last deal, you're only as good as your last whatever. That is the transactional mindset. And what we know, the truth that we absolutely know, we all know this, is that the only relationships with people or places or things or activities that are sustained are the ones which are where there's love involved, the ones which go beyond the transactional. And yet we've braced this whole enterprise of our society, and the last 50 years or so has been based on an almost wholly transactional idea.
That's a great way to put it.
We're seeing that transactional idea is fatally flawed right now.
Yes, and I would also step in and share with you some self-realization that I've been having, because as the world is shifting on tectonic plates, so do I. And I ask myself these questions because everything is up for grabs now. You know, like you said, 10 or 12 years ago, you and I were talking about authenticity. I was talking about soul branding, and we were like beacons saying, here's where it could go. Well, that decade accomplished its goal in a way. You know, we raised awareness. It raised awareness. And now I'm faced with the reality that there's enough momentum here. Now what are you going to do? You don't need to raise awareness anymore. How are you going to move this forward? And so I'm forced to look at the value of the transactional skills and impulses that we have in business. I love business for that, because business gets things done. And I think that what's been missing is that the objective or goal of it has only been half of an apple. You know, we need the other half, and the other half is well-being for the web of life. And so I don't want to dominate this conversation, but I can give you an example of that encourages me, of a client that actually is finding a way to integrate both in a way that actually drives their revenues and their market share, while at the same time completely integrating and serving a very real social need.
What I wonder, and maybe one of you has an opinion on this, is if we want to think that we can actually get to where we're saying we want to go, why is it that Neil's blog post this week, exhorting us all to know thyself, is, you know, sage advice that's been around for over 2,000 years, and yet in some way in the business climate that we're in now, it seems as if it's completely novel. How is it that we could have lost this for a time being, or it hasn't been so woven into the fabric of how we did business that we wouldn't have gotten ourselves into the mess that we have in the past few years? Is there a way out?
That is a really, really tough question. And I think that there were some forces that were that have been at work over that period of time, where actually what occurred was that a group of people figured out that if you could fake meaning, if you could intermediate in people's sense of meaning, you could control them and you could have power, or at least you could have an experience of power. And I think that a lot of people, a majority of people, were fooled by this this sort of selling of meaning. And the reality goes back to Delphi, know thyself. It's personal responsibility to figure out who you are, to take the tools that are available and work out who you are and what you're about, to seek the help to find out who you are and what you're about. But what was peddled for a very long time was actually an abdication of that responsibility. And so where we are today is that people are not used to the idea that they have to take responsibility for figuring these things out for themselves. And we did lose it, and we went on a detour, and we're kind of being forced back to that path, that authentic path, finally, after our detour.
Well, this has been a fantastic discussion. We literally have just a couple minutes left. I want to make sure that we have some time for Elsie to let folks know how to get in touch with her, because obviously she's got a lot of great value to add to companies, and want to make sure that everybody can get a hold of her when they need her.
Thank you, Paul. Well, for one thing, you can go to my website, which is soulbranding.com, S-O-U-L, branding.com. My email address is elsiemaio, E-L-S-I-E-M-A-I-O, at soulbranding.com.
Awesome. Yeah, great. And there is a blog post up at authenticist.net, and you can I should add a link to your website while I'm on there.
Thank you.
And also, you can find Neil at authenticist.net or authenticist.com. And we'd like to thank the folks at Vivid Life for allowing us to put this together for everyone, because we're all interested in more conscious, sustainable living. Elsie, thank you so much for being on the show. It's great to reconnect. We need to stay in touch more often.
Loved it, and I'll see you in Mallorca or New York.
Yeah,
Elsie,
exactly.
Elsie, an absolute delight as always to talk with you, and absolutely not so long next time.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for
all
joining
right.
us.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks,
Elsie. Yeah.
Bye bye.
All right.
Bye bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye.